Hey, hey, hey. Woo. It's West Coast Wednesday. It's been a busy one out here. Welcome to the show, Girl Chat Sports with Mo and Mal. We are here. We are thankful for you joining in. If you're tapping in, make sure you give us a little share. Share with your friends. Say hello. That's been about it. It's a wild day today. We've had a long week and a lot of stuff going on. But I did just want to give a quick shout out to all of those in Maui and Lahaina because I just got back from there. My friends are there. I had to check on them. One of them had to evacuate last night and was able to get back. But the whole, if you've ever been to Maui and been to Lahaina, like that historic area is so beautiful and it has literally been all destroyed.
Like, wow. Crazy. I know. I was watching the news and I'm like, I can't believe it.
It's crazy. Like this tree right here, this banyan tree, I went there and took these pictures like in 2019. I usually go like once a year. This tree's gone. It's a 150-year-old banyan tree. Beautiful.
Oh my God.
And it's gone. I did want to also note, I saw this on Fox 5 today. So there are, you know, obviously Nevada is like the ninth island, they call it, because a lot of Hawaiians do live here. There's these local Hawaiian businesses that are taking and accepting donations, whether it be cartons of water, clothes, things that they can send back. They're teaming up with Hawaiian Airlines to send those things back to those people. These people have lost everything and they are on an island. So it's not like you can just get everything you need right away. And they also are dealing with hurricane winds from a hurricane that's passing by. It's unbelievable. People, their homes were all lost. People, you know, there's a big homeless population that lives in their cars there. Their cars were gone and demolished. So if you've ever been there, you just understand how significant this is. And if you're able to make donations, again, there are local businesses here in Las Vegas that will take your donations and send them over. So
how do you think these wildfires started, though?
You know, I don't even know. And that's what's crazy is, I mean, there's a lot of wooded areas and there in Maui. And it's not the most, it's not as populated like it is like on Waikiki. It's a little more chill. It's a chill island. Right. It's very laid back. But because I think the hurricane winds were coming by, even though they didn't get a hurricane, the winds came through and like whatever sparked it, it just blew. And like people were diving into the ocean to get out of the way of some of these some of those fires that were hitting. It's just,
it's awful.
It's so sad. Yeah. But yeah. So we would have them in our thoughts and prayers. If you have friends out there, just be patient because I know that area of Lahaina, they have no self-service. They have no power. So it's really hard for people to even reach friends and family out there right now. Yeah. It's really a terrible situation, unfortunately, but we just wanted to pay respects and make sure everybody, you know, starts a prayer for them tonight. And if you can make donations, whether it be here in Las Vegas or somewhere else, you know, feel free do that because it's definitely a time that's needed. Yeah. Moving on. So there's a lot of sports TV happening outside of just actual sports. And because I'm a huge streamer and I work from home, so I always have something going on in the background. I had to bring up what was happening because I know you watched this last season and I started watching it. So the Winning Time, the Lakers dynasty is back for season two.
It is.
See, this episode one was already off to a great start.
It was. It was really good.
Did you catch it? Yeah.
Of course. Really? No, like that's Winning Time. You don't see all that Laker action.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's on HBO, so you definitely need to check that out as well. I just think, you just got to watch it. You just got to watch it. That's all. Another one that's out, came out on Netflix, is the Johnny Manziel, Untold Johnny Football Story. I watched it last night, and apparently there's going to be like a part two. It's like coming out in mid-August. But there was a lot of stuff on here that took me by surprise.
Like he wasn't watching game tapes?
Wasn't watching nothing game tape. Like when he won his Heisman, when he was in college, he was literally partying until that night and the day before the game, going and playing crazy, winning. And he tried to take that on into the NFL, which obviously doesn't work if you're not watching any tape. They said that his iPad time was zero. He had like, he wasn't doing anything.
He was partying all the time. Like, I'm not surprised by this. Like, none of this. Really?
You didn't watch tape? You know, and this is also before NIL. We were talking about how he, they were saying how he, him and his boy basically bypassed the NCAA rules. Obviously, you could make any money off of any autographs. So they were booking separate, like somebody was flying them out to Miami once every month or two to sign all these autographs, paying them like 30 grand. The NCAA kind of caught wind of it, and they had this big excuse about like Johnny's parents came from money. They're from the oil. They're from big Texas oil money. So, you know, this isn't nothing. They had the money. Of course, this is why he's driving these cars and crazy stuff. And I was just like, wow. Like, I knew he was just tumbling down after Cleveland, but it just was.
No, I knew he had money. I knew he came from money. I knew all of that. But I just,
but he didn't really have the money. I mean, his parents were, they weren't bad off. They were good. But the money he was getting was coming from all these like illegal autographing sessions he was doing under the table with his boy.
Crazy.
And the NCAA, they just made the excuses up so the NCAA wouldn't give him any kind of big suspension. And he got suspended a half a game, which was it, which was crazy for that time. So, yeah.
I don't know.
Johnny football. Johnny football.
I knew he was trash anyway. All he did was, he was trash. He was a trash quarterback anyway. Like, I knew he was like, partying all the time, the whole
he never made
football a priority. He liked the Manziel mania. They called it Manziel mania. He was a Manziel maniac, actually.
And he was, they said that there was one time, which is the end of his Browns career, is when he flew out to Vegas on Saturday just to come gamble, thinking he would get a flight that night and come back for the game on Sunday. But apparently he ended up missing all the last flights and was like, well, screw it, and just kicked it all Sunday in Vegas anyway.
Yeah, he didn't care.
And oh, he had a my problem, gosh. You
know, he was an addict and addicted to drugs. I think that's going to be part two where he discusses that, but...
Well, yeah, he talked about his $5 million drug habit, and then how he almost committed suicide, which, it's just a lot going on. It was definitely interesting to kind of get that side of things. But yeah, it was a lot.
I guess. And
this was all for a kid that was not even 20 yet. Like, he got to the NFL when he was not even 20, almost 20. So again, yeah, he was in and out of rehabs. Just a lot of wild stuff. So
have we heard stories like this before from people?
We have. Yeah. And even his parents were. His dad was like, "I couldn't do anything more. Like, I could, you know, what else can I do?
But yeah, they go can. To rehab. I mean,
it was over. So he had to hit his own rock bottom, and that's
kind
of just how it went. But yeah, so if you haven't checked it out, get on Netflix. It's like an hour and 10, 15 minutes. So it's a good little watch. And then there's going to be like a second part of it coming up later, it looked like, towards the end there. So,
wow.
But what I do want to talk about is the Hard Knocks. You know, we discussed it last week and previous weeks that it wasn't going to be anything.
Right, if we were going to watch it or not,
very lackluster, you know. But of course, I realized today was Wednesday. I was like, oh, you know what? Let me go check for it. I watched it. I was pleasantly surprised, I guess, because my expectations were so low that I was really impressed. And I want to show a clip I put together. Sorry, it's recorded for me watching it because they don't have uploaded yet, like to kind of do snippets. So I wanted to show you some of the highlights of it, which would be including Aaron Rodgers has handshakes with some of these guys, and he has a handshake with Sauce Gardner.
That was cool. I thought that was really cute.
Really funny. And then, of course, one of my fave hip-hop rappers is there.
Yeah, Method Man was on the field.
I watched it too, Mel.
Like, I watched it.
The voice of God. I had no idea that was him this whole time.
I had no idea.
Unbelievable. So here's a quick clip of just kind of those things because it was just great to watch.
I like when Aaron talked about Broadway musicals.
I didn't get that part.
I saw that. That was cute.
For the New York Jets, expectations have never been higher. And why not? Last year, they drafted old school rappers.
Man, you a bad dude, bro. Thank you, bro. Respect it, dog. Yeah, they helped you this season, bro. Respect.
Sometimes,
the narrator, Hard Knocks, Poison Gun.
Drive, but the producers thought a helicopter might be more dramatic. Should have ironed my shirt.
Hey, buddy. How are you? Great to see you, man.
Nice to meet you.
Great to meet you as well.
Thanks for your comments. I appreciate it.
Of course, man. I've been a fan of yours forever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Started with 24/7 way back in the day. Obviously, a ton of your movies I love, but yeah, man. It's great to see you.
I'm glad you're here, man.
Yeah, you too.
It's awesome. Yeah. You made a lot of New Yorkers very happy.
So far.
Yeah, it's fun seeing you out there. Yeah, it looks good. You look great.
Yeah,
that's your
I didn't even, the thing that crazy to me
yeah.
is that none of the players wanted to go and meet Liev.
Like, no, none of them. Even the coaches wouldn't either.
Come on. If not anything for Ray Donovan, he was Sabretooth in the Wolverine. Like something, like guys. Like,
how do you not? And that's what, it's crazy because I hear him talking, but I don't know what mic he's using when he's doing it, but it makes his voice just sound so much. It sounds different to me, but I could not believe it was him. I was like, "You've got to be kidding me! You've got to."
I never put the two together. And he's so fine too. Like, give it up for
listen. So the Jets, even though we're not getting a lot of personal stories yet, we did see a lot of Sauce Gardner, his graduation, walking, but we didn't get, of course, more. But you know. The Zen Aaron Rodgers is there. I think because we're just used to seeing Aaron like behind a podium giving speeches, we're kind of seeing his interactions with players, his teammates. That was kind of cool. I think at one point the coach was kind of getting all riled up and he was like, we're not Zen. We're not, you know, positive affirmations. We got to get back on track.
Right.
I thought that was cool. So it was definitely interesting to watch that. Of course, HBO Hard Knocks, the Jets was on. And I'm gonna come in there and I'm gonna watch the next one. We'll see how this unfolds here. So yeah, I don't know. And I know this topic doesn't have a lot to do maybe for you. For me, it's crazy. The Pac-12 conference has melted into shambles over the course of less than a week. I mean, just after Colorado left, it was like, okay, well, they're going to work on getting a new TV deal and we're going to try and, you know, save the rest of the Pac-12. Well, then it went to all crap. USC, UCLA were already slated to go to the Big Ten in 2024, where now Washington Huskies and Oregon Ducks will be joining them the same year. So Colorado already went to the Big 12. Arizona State, and Utah are headed to the Big 12. The only ones left are Cal, Oregon State, Washington State, and Stanford. There's four teams remaining in the Pac-12. And right now the ACC has their eyes on Cal and Stanford. What they're thinking that may happen now is the Mountain West may have to do a little joint venture with the remaining Pac-12 teams, which I know the D1, you know, the Big Five, a Big Five school like Washington State or Oregon State may not want to be in the Mountain West. And it's going to be hard for Mountain West to just transfer over to Pac-12. So we'll see how that goes. It's going to be interesting. For football-wise, I kind of understand it. But then when I'm thinking about basketball, like women's basketball, now Washington has to go up against some of these Big 12 teams and the Big 10 teams, I mean. And you've got USC and UCLA, which have great basketball programs, too. And so they'll get more competition. Maybe there's better exposure for their players, better interest to getting into the big dance, of course, maybe. It's wild, man. Pac-12 is gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. And then Sunday, early morning, our women's national team lost in the FIFA World Cup. Didn't even get out of the round of 16, which is the first time ever in history for them. I don't know if you caught any of it. I had started watching it and kind of woke up again when they were doing the penalty shots. And I was just like, how is this possible? How are we 0-0? That means we hadn't scored for almost like three matches because we didn't score in the last two either, I don't think. It's a sad situation. And the fact that Megan Rapinoe missed a penalty kick and hadn't missed one ever in any of her games of her career since 2018 was wild. And that the final penalty kick that gave Sweden the win was won by like a millimeter. That's the ball and that's the line of the goal up there. And it was like a millimeter.
First of all, the women's national team wasn't even supposed to make it this far this season anyway. Just because they won in advance on a technicality of the previous team missing penalty kicks. And I think some other kind of kick, like got them scoreless or some move happened and we advanced. So then that looked like trouble anyway. But then for Megan Rapinoe, who's retiring now, and I'm glad she announced her retirement prior to it starting, to end your career on that penalty kick of a moment, that had to be rough. I mean, it had to be tough for her, but I mean, for who she is, she's all time. Yeah. But to go out, and that's why I say these people need to retire when they're on their highs.
Yeah.
Because it never looks good when you're not at your highest moment and you're older and it's time and you know it's time to call it, but you selfishly keep going. You never want to end on something crazy. And sadly, and I didn't really think she was too old for the sport, but she is looking next to all the other players.
No, the other girls, yeah.
All especially the other girls, the Titos. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, girl, you could have ended last season and said, you know what? My wife's retiring. I'm going to go ahead and retire too. But
that's what they're doing now. And she wanted the one last trip, just like Julie Ertz announced her retirement from international play after this. But it's just like, you don't think that they're old, but yes, you see them against these girls, they're 19, 20, and they can't. And these two are coming off the bench. Rapinoe was coming off the bench. Like, we're used to seeing her as being the big powerhouse behind women's soccer.
But that's what I'm saying. Now you're on that side, and it's like, this is how you want to end it? Is this how you really want to go out? So,
yeah.
Despite all, I mean, again, very accomplished, all her accolades. I salute to her all day, but.
Absolutely.
Man,
it's
that's
just sad.
That is sad.
Yeah, I don't know. But there are some Jugadores updates we've got. Of course, if you're in Las Vegas or anywhere in the country, you've already heard now that Henry Ruggs got sentenced to 3 to 10 years for the DUI crash back in November 2021. He say that he doesn't get any credit for time served on house arrest, so he's going to be facing the 3 to 10.
But he's got eligibility for parole in the third year.
Yes. Yes.
So he's probably gone parole.
And I saw some people thinking like they're saying this guy's killed somebody. And then they were talking about the Tory Lanez getting 10 years for shooting Megan in the foot. It's just obviously two different things, but someone's killed somebody driving under
unintentional. Unintentional.
Okay.
The intent behind the will, yes, you drink, there's consequences to it. Did he know that was going to happen? No.
Well, the 147 miles per hour.
You would think, you're not thinking when you're drunk, but did you think getting behind the wheel initially, even before starting a car and everything, that was going to be your night? Did you even know before you took your first drink that was your intent for the night? Your intent would be, I'm going to get drunk and kill somebody tonight. You're not saying that.
Do you think Tory Lanez's intent was to shoot Megan in the foot, like throughout the night he was intending to do so?
Gun with the intent, if you shoot, you think somebody gonna get shot? Like, come on.
I mean, I don't get me wrong. I definitely believe he deserves some time. I was just like, damn, 10 years, and then Ruggs has 3.
You shot a black woman, sir. We don't ever get our just desserts. I'm not tripping off the 10 years. He can do that 10 years. He's got time served though for at least one of the years. So shave a year.
Oh,
off.
Really?
He's been here for 365 days. He's already been in jail for that long. So he's already got a year shaved off. Shave that 9.
I didn't realize he was already in jail that long. Jeez.
Yeah, but you know,
time's
whatever.
Flying by.
Because she tried to deny it. She tried to lie. She tried to lie to the police, the medical team protecting him. He bullied her. He harassed her about the whole.
That's
crazy. You can take that 10. Go ahead and have that tension. And you can't relate the two cases. They're both different. Both different. Both
I understand.
Are both different circumstances. Yeah. And I hate the internet for that because they always want to do this comparison contrast. You can't do that.
And then I know the circumstances are different, but it was just like, I don't know. I just feel like there's people I know that have been in DUIs and that have gotten people killed. Or not that I personally know, but I've known like there was a coworker I knew a while back that had done the same thing. And they didn't get 3 years. I've seen them get more.
I've seen some.
So I was just like, I guess I was just surprised. Yeah, that too. So it's crazy that you are taking a life whether it be planned or not. And oh, your absolutely. Punishment is
took a life
only after, a year or two after probation. It just seems
it's 3 years. And if he gets paroled, and again, it's not probation, it's parole. If he gets paroled, then if the parole board says no, he's in there. If they say yes, he's out. That's just the thing. And it's just a matter of people writing to the parole board. And people probably will. He may end up doing more time.
Right. Well, and who knows what happens once you're in there too. If you mess up or if you're getting in fights, you're going to end up spending more time in there.
Yeah, exactly. It's an unfortunate circumstance. And I know he spent a month in treatment for the mental distress of the trauma of that playing over.
Which
and
I can
over
only imagine. Yeah, that's
and then
tough.
Reliving the fact that his best friend got killed, same kind of circumstances prior to that. So.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, it's bad on both sides.
It's unfortunate,
to the family, I hope it brings them some kind of peace. I know it won't bring make them whole or anything like that.
Right.
But, I mean, you want them to stay in there, write to that parole board and advocate for it. People just need to do that because, like I said, in three, you know, and maybe they've forgiven him. I can't speak for the family, but, I mean, I hope this piece adds a little bit of peace to it. But, yeah, it's effed up. For Tory Lanez, I don't feel sorry for him whatsoever.
I don't feel sorry for him. I was just like,
a lot of people were 10 years. Like, no, that's California. California with gun charges. And then he's not even a U.S. citizen. Like, what were you thinking?
What? He's not a U.S.
No, he's from Canada.
So I did not do that. Time. Oh, you're doing too much.
And it's going to be all of that. He's getting all that stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
He's getting all that stuff.
Another Vegas
cover for you, sir. And then that's just another five just for being stupid.
Yeah. Another Vegas incident. Alvin Kamara gets suspended for his three games due to his role in his fight that he had here in Las Vegas back. I think, was it during the Pro Bowl? I think it was getting in that fight outside of the club.
I don't really know.
Honestly,
either way, he flashed a gun at the ballet attendant at Aria. Doing that. I sent you the thing about the woman.
Oh no, I've got that. Yeah. So that's Damon Arnett. So.
And then Kamara, but Damon Arnett got in trouble with that gun thing too.
Right. But Kamara.
He
was fighting outside like in the elevator of the club or whatever club.
Right.
That was. But here's the video for Arnett. This is wild too. I can't.
Damon Arnett, little football player that played for the Raiders that got kicked off trying to shoot someone or something.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, I went to the bathroom, stole my fucking bust down Cartier watch, took my other phone and Zelled them all my money out of my account. I have it all on camera, him and his friends leaving my house. Come to find out, he does that to bitches and fucking did it to me.
Broke
you that hard up on some cash, dog? You know what? It's cool because Kamara's a bitch. The way he acts and moves, he's either going to get killed or get locked up. And that's just on God.
Was she wearing his piece around that neck? Her neck?
No, I think because her name is Danny. I think it's Danny.
That wasn't true.
That's just too much. Like, what are we doing? And this is the guy that was doing the videos with his guns in his hand. And now you're... The fact that you take a phone to Zelle you're going to someone's bank account and Zelling yourself money, like.
But I feel like she's been on that other side of the coin too of tricking.
Oh, I'm sure, and I mean, he was at her house, so clearly she's not the greatest judge of character to begin with. But you know, it's wild that he's going through those kind of efforts just to.
And she didn't press charges to get it back, so.
She had a podcast trying to get the clout for it,
She can't press charges because it probably wasn't her stuff to begin with. Like, just a vicious cycle. So you go on.
It goes on and on and on. Right.
But you don't go to police and tell them you got robbed. You don't go nowhere else.
Oh, Mark Jackson got fired after 15 years at ESPN. And right after was given the offer to be a play-by-play analyst for an adult website.
You know he ain't gonna do that.
He sure is, Hallie. But they said it's Cam Soda. They said, I forgot what they had mentioned. Oh, it's like, you can even use your catchphrase, grown man move, for a sensational moments during couples shows. Like,
I can't knock him for the idea, but he's the wrong person.
I mean, they tried it. You know, I'm sure if you would got like Paul Pierce or something, I mean,
that would have been better. That probably would have been a better look. But Mark Jackson has a church. He's a man of the cloth, if you will. Like, he's not.
He's not doing all that. He's not doing all that. Did you also get a chance to watch the interview for Liz Cambage and the Taylor Rooks?
I did. Let's talk about it. Get into it with Taylor
Rooks. We got to talk about it because all I can say is Liz has zero accountability. Everything is everybody else's fault in the world. Nothing she does has any repercussions. She basically
throws lying.
Completely. Absolutely. She said that she did not use any racial slurs, that she's actually being asked to by the Nigerian team to leave Team Australia so that she can join the Nigeria team.
No, she can't. They've already said that was a old coach that asked you that. That former coach ain't even there. So stop the cap.
And then they talked about like, oh, well, show the tapes. Like, yeah, one of the girls on the Nigerian came after her and busted her after all these things were said.
Oh, yeah, she went down.
Nobody on the Australia.
Did you get that on tape? Yeah. Her PR team is terrible. It's her friend, and her friend is just as culpable, and if not an enabler to all of her shenanigans. She sat up there and literally lied on this in Taylor Wilkes' face
on
about
everything.
All
on
this stuff. And then try to dog the Aces, too. So, no. She's got problems.
Oh, she was trying to throw somebody on the Aces, somebody on the Lake or the Sparks, all under the blood, because they're just jealous of her because she's this big, dominant person who takes up too much space in the league. And then she wanted to clown the WNBA the whole time about how she never flies in the back of a plane unless it's with the WNBA. And that, you know, whatever what she made in six years with the WNBA, she made in one season in China. And she'd be in China now if they were open, but they're not. And you know what? I'm all for Liz. Do your DJ thing. Do your modeling. Like, get it. But you don't need to come out here trying to bash
I'm
on
others.
I'm
not for none of it anymore. I'm calling her hashtag Loco Liz. She has gone loco. She's gone manic crazy. And she's out of her mind if she thinks that this is going to hold any water to her future. She
I just wonder how Taylor sat there with the whole, didn't even, how she had a solid face this whole time. I would have been
she's a great journalist because there's no reaction to that. Well, you know, when you sit in front of a person that's loco, there's nothing you can really do as far as reaction but keep a stone face because you see the person being loco. So, I mean, she better get her OnlyFans popping because she does have one. She's lost all endorsements most of the part with her lingerie and stuff like that because she's not in the WNBA anymore. That was what kind of boosted her to do that. So, I mean... Girl, where are you going
to
get
wild.
Your
stream? And then she wanted to talk about, you know, how she only plays with the guys now, that she plays with the guys' ball, which she shoots way better with. And she was mad because, you know, in the Sparks, the players there didn't know how to feed the post. They didn't know how to work at the post. The coach
Sat on the bench one day and said,
I was like, I'm sorry. They know how to throw a lob. Like, Liz, you're not even down the court by the time these players are down the court.
Right,
they're not getting no lob. They're going to wait for you? Come on.
That part. She's a fabricator and she's loco. Hashtag Loco Liz. That needs to be trending on Twitter as we speak.
Loco Liz.
Or X, as I should call it. Yeah, that needs to be trending in media. She's Loco Liz. She's gone loco.
Everything she said continuously got worse and worse and worse. Like, it just, like, the lies.
It was like a bad tragic car accident. And the fact that it was a PR stunt to try to get her. At the end of the day, I think she just wanted to be relevant and have some things to say, but she's now going to be hurting for some money or figure out what her next move is. And I don't know about that boyfriend of hers. Like, she better keep treading lightly before she loses him.
Who's the boyfriend she got now?
I don't know.
Lord. I don't know. What's up, Jonathan Watson?
Yes,
appreciate
Jonathan.
Tuning in. Sports for you.
Sports
appreciate
for you.
It.
What's up?
So the Jugadores Locos, that was a long segment. Loco Liz.
We're gonna
make it, let's get it trending on Twitter, guys, or X or whatever you call it now. I don't know. Loco Liz.
She's lost her freaking mind.
Lost it. Hey, so you know the Stanley Cup is still making its tours throughout the players for the Vegas Golden Knights, and this one was absolutely amazing. Aiden Hill's dog is getting to do what almost every dog in the world would want to do and get their water out of the Stanley Cup. You've got to love that. You've got to love it. You've got to love it.
That's very cute.
Bondi? Yes, the Loco Liz hashtag is going to be getting out there for sure.
Yeah, she's loco. I should have tweeted something back when I saw that video. It's like Loco Liz, honey.
And for all of you that do live in Las Vegas or Nevada and you are able to get the Silver State Entertainment Network, because those of us with DirecTV cannot, only Cox Cable or just regular, I don't know, what do you call that? Like regular standard table. If you have an antenna attached to your wall, you can get it. It's like 5.1. The Aviators are now joining the Aces and being televised on the SSEN network. So you'll be, and they're starting that tonight. So the Aviators are on the SSEN network tonight. So that's cool because, you know, not everybody can make it to the ballpark every day. And so you don't want to also be there in the hot, and the heat out there too is kind of crazy. So that's pretty dope. And I know you had mentioned, I know I don't have the, I don't have a picture for it, but I know you had posted on our Instagram. I think it got reposted by Coach Woodson, who has his own whiskey for the Raiders, right?
Oh, he reposted it. Yay, Chuck Woodson. Yeah. I hoped it would get some traction from him. Yeah.
The Woodson whiskey.
Woodson whiskey, yes.
So make sure to head over to our Instagram and look for that.
Preseason game starting on Thursday. Let's go.
Official bourbon of the Raiders. And then you guys got the the Niners here in town. Yes. They got practices with them, inter practice Thursday and Friday, and then the game on Sunday here at Allegiant Stadium.
Yep.
You headed there? Is any of the fam going there?
Of course they're going. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they're going to go.
Yeah.
That's no question. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the first preseason game is probably better than the second or third, but still.
I kind of want to go to LA and see the one in SoFi. Like, I'm dying to get to SoFi so badly.
Me too. I need to see that. I really need to check for that one. I need to catch that Rams game there while we play down there. So but that's good. The Lights, they've got another event this weekend. They've got a game Saturday, but they're also hosting the national, the halftime ceremony is going to be 250 people getting their U.S. naturalization ceremony, which will be during the halftime of the match on Saturday. Oh, nice. Yeah, they think they did that last year.
I was there for
too,
that last one
cool.
that they did, and it was a lot of
yeah?
people that got natural. Okay. Yeah, I remember covering that. That was really a good look to see that.
Yeah, it's dope to see. Awesome. It's definitely dope to see. We got to get up for our Aces and a belated birthday to Asia Wilson. So we all know that Sunday they had the worst game of their season.
Their whole season. Yeah.
Lost to Liberty by like 38 points, but came back Tuesday. Asia, I think, only had four. I don't know how many points she had on Sunday, but she had 28 points.
I have to check the box score on it, but I have to give a shout out though to Sabrina Ionescu. I can't not.
You can't stop her
from the logo. Kobe's muse was on. She was so activated with those threes, it wasn't even funny. And that's dangerous to see right there.
But that's her. That's what she can be doing all day, every day. And there's no stopping that. I mean, you saw it.
No, you can't answer to it. I mean, she shot darn near from the logo. She was inches away from the logo and made it.
Well, and part of the issue is like, you know, when we've had, none of our players always do good at the same game. So we've had games where maybe Chelsea wasn't as great and Kelsey and Asia picked up, or maybe Asia wasn't as great and Chelsea and Jackie pick up. But Sunday's game, all four of them stunk. Everybody
Asia had nine
terrible.
Points. She put up rebounds. She had like seven rebounds, but 9 points. The rest of them are all in double digits. They just weren't in high double digits. I mean, the top earner
it's them lows.
And Jackie Young. But Kelsey's shots were off. I mean, she was just kind of like
everything,
not going into the low post. Everything she wanted to shoot was out exterior, and I'm like, go in. But
there was no defense. They would shoot and not try and get the board. They would shoot and run off the court, and I'm like, what are we doing?
Rihanna Stewart had 23 points that game. Sabrina 31. Give it up to Sabrina again. I can't stop talking about this. This is crazy because I watched this game in real time.
Well, and what makes that game important is because we're playing the Liberty three more times this month. So we've got the Commissioner's Cup, which is next Tuesday. Tickets are on sale now. You also have them again on Thursday, and then you have them at the end of the month. Here's the schedule for this. So we're coming up on this Friday, we have Washington here. There's a game on Sunday versus Atlanta. You've got Tuesday, the Commissioner's Cup. Thursday, again, against New York. And then the 19th in LA. So it's...
And I think Commissioner's Cup tickets are still on sale. Even if you're a season ticket holder, you have to buy tickets for that game.
You do. Yes. Mm-hmm. So those are on sale. But if you haven't been to a game yet this year, you guys, you've got literally five home games in 1 week to get to. So pick one, make a choice, get there.
But they better be ready for this girl because she ain't playing around. And I get
She's
it. You're at home. But Stewie too. I mean, a monster. Stewie had 23 points.
Well, they're finally clicking. We're seeing a whole different Liberty team than we did in the first season. Early game on. We met with them. Yeah,
I mean, they found their rhythm and everything.
And I want to shout out to the watch party. I went to the official Las Vegas Aces watch party on Sunday with Sarah and, of course, the ladies from the Battle. Wow. I do songs. Caught this free hat. I got the free hat. They had posters. They gave away a couple raffles. Nice. But they also passed out these. So the Aces fans are not too thrilled about the rumors and speculation that Mark Davis is getting rid of the red in the Aces colorways.
Well, they said that they were going to do that.
Right. Well, they're not happy about it. So they're having a paint the house red on Thursday during that Liberty game. They want all Aces fans to wear everything you have that's red because they want to show the Aces ownership that eliminating red from the team's portfolio is not what they want. They love the red jerseys, the t-shirts, the hats, and they believe red is an enrichment, inherent part of the world championship Aces identity. After all, the Ace of Diamonds is red.
It so, is. I agree.
If you're down with the cause, get your red on for that Thursday
that
game.
You look like our football teams. You know, it's like when we have matching colors at the Raiders are black and silver.
I don't think you need to do all that.
But you know what? That black and silver might help them. Like that black and silver from the Aces might give us.
But listen, what do you so like, let's say we get an NBA team here. They're going to be all black and silver too. Like,
no, typically baseball should be black and silver with it. So
I'm thinking. Well, no, but I'm saying like usually it's the teams that are like, it's usually your counterpart in back. You know, this is the Storm, the Sonics have the same colors. Like, the Wings and Mavericks kind of have similar, you know, but it's not the football team. Like the Storm and the Seahawks don't have colors like that.
Yeah, but they're not owned by the same owner either.
The Sparks and the Sparks and the Chargers are.
We should have known that going into the studio when you guys, when you went to the practice facility, there was no ounce of red.
Right. And that's what they wanted to do. They were already phasing it out.
Yeah, they're already phasing it out. I'm with it. I don't care. I just want these guys to be winners so that energy can go over to these Raiders teams. Okay. If they got to be black and silver to make that black
you're
and silver
trying to,
energy
you're trying
there,
to use that black and silver
be,
to utilize
let it
your
be
guys.
What it is. Let it be what it is. With a hint of red, you can wear red lipstick, ladies, gents, whoever. You know, everybody. You can wear the red.
It's kind of it's like just stock up on all your red now while you
wear
can.
Wear some red jewelry if you got to accident, whatever. But I need that black and silver energy to manifest over to my Raiders. I can't have these winners and then I have not no other winners in black and silver. I'm fine with it. If that's what
like they're red and gold kind of. So now you're going to just completely change the, like there's no more. Is there not going to be gold in the logo anymore? It's going to be like silver? Or
what did the practice facility look like? Was it black and silver or nah?
It wasn't really silver. It was just, there was no red. There was black and there was like white. Grays, it almost seemed like it was gray maybe a little bit, but there was no.
Listen, I need that black and silver energy. At the end of the day, I'm not going to be. I could throw on some Mac Ruby Woo and call it a day with my stuff. I don't care. Whatever's going to take to get our team better on this Raiders end, if we need that kind of Aces energy, then that's what it's going to take. And they got to change colors. Do whatever you got to do, because I still feel our team is going to win a championship. Have that energy just transfer over to our Raiders. I can't have us being losers over here. Football season is upon us.
That might be up to your quarterback. I don't know if it's up to the colors.
I just hope the magic colors do something. I'm just going to call them magic.
At least we're not getting reports of Jimmy G throwing crazy interceptions like Dak Prescott is. So at least you've got that to look forward to. You know, at least not in the news making bad news, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Also, Becky Hammon's heading to the National Basketball Association Hall of Fame.
Oh, great.
Of course, we know her as Coach Hammond. She also played for Liberty. She played for the Stars, the original Aces. Coach with head coach Popovich with the San Antonio Spurs. Was the first woman to coach in Summer League, head coach Summer League. And
look what San Antonio Stars colors were. They were like the Spurs. So maybe they're bringing that energy back. I'll take it. It's fine.
Maybe that. Yeah.
I'll take it. It's fine.
But this, the induction, and I'm sorry, the enshrinement is Saturday at 5:00 on NBA TV. I don't know if it's Eastern time or Pacific time, but it's 5:00. So that's this Saturday. Yeah. Good look for that.
Yeah, it is.
There was some WA, so there was a couple of fights. I didn't get to catch them all. Diana Taurasi hit 10,000 points, which is like astronomical crazy.
Yeah.
There was just news that Gabby Williams with the Storm is going to be out for the rest of the season because of a stress fracture. So the Storm continue to face these challenges, even as we get closer to the playoff push here, which I think they were on the bottom of the league. So they are not going to be in the playoffs, but still you don't want to hear that kind of thing. But it's Shea Petty for the Sun, the Mercury apparently is doing better. She's still in concussion protocol because she had gotten carted off the court against the Storm over the weekend after getting hit in the face or in the head by one of the players in the Storm on accident. So that's better. At least she's good. We're glad to hear that. That was, I think, that wasn't her. Who was it? It was...
No, it wasn't her, but it was somebody else. They suspended a game or something like that, right?
Yeah, it was... What was that?
The Link? I can't pronounce it. Link?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gumawale.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly who was suspended a game for getting on the court during that. Yeah.
Yeah. And some NFL news. I still don't know about this one. Richard Sherman joining Skip on Undisputed. I don't know.
I'm going to watch it, but I'm not going to like it.
I'm going to watch it, but here's the deal. Like, and I still feel like this whenever I love Sherman. However, it's his voice. He still has that like Patrick Mahomes, nasally Kermit the Frog kind of tone. So I don't know if I could listen to that the whole time. And then hear Skip too at the same time would just.
I don't know. I'm going to watch it.
Hopefully it feeds good. Hopefully it feeds good.
I'm going to watch it and see what it does because Undisputed was my option over First Take. So
sure.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to see what it does. But, you know, Shannon Sharpe, if he comes over to First Take, I'm going over that way too. Just for him.
Yeah.
But and that's what they're saying is that they're making it clear for him to get that payday. But I wonder if, I want to know. I have so many questions with this. I can't even talk about it right now. I gotta talk about it, but I'm not going to talk about it right now. Like, I just, the dichotomy of those two, like, I don't even get the chemistry of those two. And then the fact that Richard Sherman is who he is, and he's definitely an intellect too, and he's had some.
Right. I think that's what would be interesting is that you've got a Stanford graduate.
But I want to know how that relationship is really going to work. Is he going to be the person that's going to be as outspoken as Shannon was, or he has to stand moot?
Well, are we going to be hearing about his incident, you know, trying to come up to his ex or his wife's parents' house drunk and, you know, leaving his car unattended after a night of drinking and getting arrested? Like,
I would love to hear all that, but I know we're not going
to. I would like to know the details.
He's going to have to stand mute to like, if he's going to have to play the number two position.
Well, yeah, it's Skip's show, of course. I'm sure Skip.
I mean, but in a way that is so apparent that it's like. Anything he says, it's just going to be, I'm very curious. I just need to see how this goes.
Do we know when that starts? I didn't know when it starts.
No, I don't know when it starts.
I don't know. I guess we'll see.
On summer break.
I guess we'll see. Also, Sierra and Russell Wilson announced they will be expecting their third child together, fourth child for Sierra. They had this little video out. So here's my thoughts and congratulations to them. Beautiful family. They've got beautiful kids.
Here comes the hate.
But you already know Denver's in for a whole other issue. Like, she's already pregnant. That means the pregnancy is going to be probably towards the end of the season, November, December, maybe. Russell's tapping out. Like, he's all about the kids and the birth, which is great. But we already see how Russell can't multitask football with everything else in his life that he has going on with Sierra. So, just saying, Broncos fans, be prepared. Be prepared.
No, or don't.
Or don't. Hopefully Sean Payton's got a great packup. Hopefully Sean Payton is working it through the
hopefully he's not. Tonight. I don't know why you're trying to give him all this good stuff. Hopefully he's not.
I don't.
Hopefully, I honestly thought I was going to get Hating Melissa, and I thought Hating Melissa was going to go in about the team of Denver. You're talking about some positive stuff. I really thought you were just going to go full on hate because of Russell.
Go on hate. Well, I mean, I don't want to go too hard because it is you're pregnant, you're having a family, and I can't go too hard. But it's not going to be good for the Broncos.
Okay, Russell's not his. I don't want to hear
mentally is not going to handle this well.
I want to hear all of that.
Every time that we've had Russell, first of all, hasn't been Super Bowl caliber since prior to Sierra's relationship.
Thank you. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear all of this smoke.
And has been a slow decline on the playing field ever since the relationship with Sierra. Gotcha. After every child. And now you've got another one that's going to be due come the, you know, not like they're going to be good anyway, right? So they're not going to be playoff. They're not going to be playoff bound. But, you know, should they make any kind of speculation of that, they're not going to, because his head is not... He's going to be in labor with Sierra the entire time.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Melissa. That's what I want.
Russell's not looking over play. He's on his iPad going over playbooks. He is rubbing feet and feeding ice cream and doing whatever else he needs
to do. You hear that, doggy fans out there? Don't get your hopes up. You talking about my team and what we got going on? Y'all got bigger problems. Y'all got four problems. Full parental problems.
Here's another NFL tip that I just could not wrap my head around. So apparently, from what Commanders head coach Rivera is saying, is that some players on the Commanders have reported that they're a little concerned with the intensity
of Eric Bieniemy.
Of Eric Bieniemy. But this is Eric Bieniemy, who's won how many championships with the Kansas City Chiefs?
Are they that soft?
I'm sorry.
Are they that soft is what I want to know.
I mean, are you that soft? Is your ego that hurt that maybe he's trying to make you
on the gridiron? I thought this was supposed to be the most alpha. Men and their
egos. We know men and these egos. It's terrible.
I thought this was the biggest display of testosterone ever on the gridiron. You can't take somebody's intense.
Apparently the Commanders are soft. How
intense is intense? I want to see.
It can't listen. It doesn't matter how intense it is. Like, your team sucks. You've got a great offensive coordinator coming. Get it together.
Well, I wonder what they were accustomed to that was like, were they getting participation points out there? They're playing like a team that gets passed.
They're getting trophies and going over to Pizza Hut for a pizza party.
You get a real coach or coordinator to come over and tell you what the real is? Like, I don't get it. Too intense.
I don't know, but to his credit, Eric said that he's like, I might be afraid too if I didn't know it, but I'm here, I'm up front, and I'm honest. I expect this team to be better. It's not going to be easy, but everybody is not going to like the process. My thing is, this is what you're getting paid for professionally. Suck it up and try and win some games. Let the Commanders
fans. And he's trying to do his job too, and you can't call this man intense. Because it's something that you don't like, and you guys are used to being coddled and catered to and nurtured and all that other stuff, and participation points and big five gold stars for, you know, no. He's like, cut the BS. We got games to win. We got a whole new ownership. We ain't playing that. It's go time.
So there has been like a low tick of not hearing any injuries in training camp this last week. Like, we had the crazy week one.
I was hoping you weren't going to say it at all. I was hoping we'd go through the show without even saying it, because I don't want anything jinxed, but you said it, so go ahead.
Well, because the Cardinals, they just signed a new running back, Marlon Mack, and he's now out for the season. He has a torn Achilles.
God,
like, what? But there is a new benchwarmer brand that I wanted to share with you. He's got his QB club back, and of course, there's some pun in there in regards to your old quarterback, your new quarterback, my quarterback. So it's
our backup quarterback. Is he talking about that guy too from the Patriots?
He's not yet. Not yet. But here you go.
Oh, it's good to be back. Can't believe week one's almost here. It is crazy. This year's going to be so different, too. A lot of quarterbacks on new teams.
I know.
Wonder how they're going to do.
Oh, no. Don't put us on Hard Knocks. I hate attention. It definitely wasn't the entire reason I left Wisconsin for New York.
Hey, old man, can you stop being weird for 5 minutes?
What did I do?
Not you.
Oh, I love me.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question?
I guess. What's up?
Is playing quarterback supposed to be this... what's the word I'm looking for?
Hard?
Yes, but I don't like how you said that or that you were the one that said it.
Ah, I see. You left Shanahan's system that makes everything incredibly easy for quarterbacks, and now you stink.
Yeah, the camp reports say you've basically been a handsome Nathan Peterman.
How can you be so bad when you have Devontae Adams?
Because he keeps running so far down the field. What human being is supposed to throw an accurate pass that far?
How far is he running?
Like 20 yards.
Oh my God.
That's the guy the Raiders chose over me. Just to make that clear.
Oh, yeah. How are things going in New Orleans?
Good. They actually appreciate me here.
Of course they appreciate you. Their last quarterback was Andy Dalton.
I'm still a top 32 quarterback.
Whatever you say, Grandpa.
What do you want?
Not you.
Plus, my weapons are still great. I've got Chris Olave, a healthy Michael Thomas. Well, I've still got Chris Olave.
What happened?
He pulled a muscle putting his pants on.
Huh. Impressive. He doesn't usually get past the underwear.
Are we going to see Michael Thomas this year? Is that even a possibility?
Right.
Oh, man. It's just.
And I don't even know why he put Jimmy G in there. He needs to put Brian Hoyer. That's who we're going to be seeing.
Either. Oh, my God. I can't believe Brian Hoyer's still playing. What?
Brian Hoyer left the Patriots after 3 years, is with us. He's our backup. Oh, and Aiden O'Connell.
Oh, God.
That's what we got.
Woo. Yeah, well, God bless you.
I don't know. God help us.
Not only did we see brawls in the WNBA, we saw brawls in baseball. Tim Anderson and Jose Ramirez went at it on second base. And when you tell you, Jose had a haymaker out of nowhere and clobbed him to where he knocked his, he just TKO'd.
Then Mookie Betts was like, look, dude's my boy, but he got knocked down. He got knocked down. Yeah.
And what's crazy is the one that gets knocked out gets the biggest suspension because he started. Of course.
Because what he started.
Yeah, he did. He did. And then he had this whole rant on Twitter about, you know, people are leaving his side and he's been facing these people, you know, all these people are against him. I'm like, dude, you just got knocked out. Like, you're going after somebody and you get clobbered. Like, what do you expect?
Yeah, speaking of knockout, shout out to Nate Diaz.
You mean Jake Paul?
No, I'm shouting out Nate Diaz. I know Jake Paul won. Shout out to Nate Diaz. He got knocked out.
Yeah, he
350-1 odds at the sports book for Nate Diaz. But nice if that 350-1. That was the odds. So you already knew going into this little joke of a match that Nate Diaz had no chance.
He looked like, I mean, I feel like Jake could have taken him out earlier too. Just
he could have. He probably could have.
But now he says that he wants McGregor. And I'm just like, okay, really? Like, I know you're professional. I get it. Like, you're training professionally. You got Coach Wade there in your corner training. You've got all everybody else. Your physical health is great. But you want to go after Conor McGregor next?
Does he want Conor for Octagon or he wants Conor for boxing?
I'm going to guess boxing. That's the thing is that he's only going after these MMA fighters in boxing. Like, why don't you go after some more fighters? Go after some more professional boxers and see what happens.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
I'm still not sold. I was impressed, but I'm not sold. You know?
I mean, there's actually a Netflix. Seven?
Seven and one, I think. There's a Netflix doc on him, which kind of shows like his progression from like the crazy YouTuber into what he's come today. And that was pretty cool to watch. So you've seen his progress. Now he's changed his, you know, perspective and how he's trying to change his mindset from doing that crazy dumb stuff as a kid to actually taking himself seriously and being in the ring and wanting to get this fighting in. But it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess. And but kudos to him because he's getting these fighters paid. He's getting putting money in their pockets for these fights that they may not already be getting from other fights because, you know, the UFC don't pay trash for them. So, you know, it is what it is.
It's interesting, though, but I had coworkers thinking Nate Diaz had a chance. I'm like, no.
He looked like he was old and not
in his best shape. And out of shape and just doing something to be doing something for a paycheck. No, he handled him. He had him all.
Oh, man.
It was bad.
I did want to show one more video, though. Shout out to the Mariners because they've won six games in a row, I think, as of yesterday.
Nice.
We're back in the running for some wild card action. We swept Ohtani and the Angels, which was nice. We beat the Padres last night. And watch this play of Jose.
Pedro's having a bad. Padres having
of
a bad.
Julio Rodriguez. Listen, this is the best magic trick in baseball.
Game sitting a .119. Straightaway center. Julio gauging, looking, jumping, and he did not get it.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did
get it. Oh, man, you want to talk about sight.
Julio Rodriguez, what are you gonna do with this
guy? No buy zone. Yeah, that was crazy though. They, you know, he's got the
having
pitcher.
A bad week, aren't they? Dodgers that ran him out. You ran. Yeah. They're not having the best week, are they?
They are not. So.
And that's fine. We'll take it.
That's fine with me too. Yeah. I'm all for whatever we can get us to get us into our second postseason in a row, which would be amazing. But yeah.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. How are you feeling about your street clothes getting signed for a large amount?
Oh yeah, that's a big check for him. He definitely stepped up to the level that we need him for this past season. I mean, we got as far as we did, and a lot of that had to do with Anthony Davis not being hurt in street clothes majority.
Well, not last half, the last portion of the season.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. But for us to win it out of the play-in and then go into the playoffs and play against a top team like we took out Golden State, and then to go in advance, like close, that close, a lot of that had to do with AD. So,
168 million max.
I mean, the thing of it is who else is gonna pay him that money but the Lakers? They stupid enough to pay him that to keep him. I don't see any other teams paying him that money, so I can't be a hater. Get your money, you know.
You
got to do. Jalen Green's contract, not too shabby either. And I really, you know, don't like Boston, but I like Jalen Green and I like the method of what he plans to do with his money. That's what he cited, so that's great.
What did he say he was doing with it?
He said he's gonna create a Black Wall Street for Boston. Try to receive money for businesses. And I said, hey, that's what you do.
That's dope.
I don't know what energy AD is going to have for his money, but Lakers pay that stupid money. And they had to do it because no other team, like I said, would pay that kind of crazy.
Would pay
money.
It.
But
no.
It's AD. So.
And hopefully he's got a good season this year. Hopefully he can put that money to effort.
If he can stay healthy and not clown around and get better shoes and not roll his ankles, he'll be fine.
Get a better tape job, something.
I mean,
whatever it is.
Something. I don't know. Better shoes. I feel like he wears his shoes a half size too big or something. So they're always loose. Like, I don't know.
Maybe this is tie him tighter, you know? He's got to just lace him up a little better.
I just need him to be responsible.
Speaking of shoes, we got some sneakers that are coming out. So cool. We've got these Jordan Low, the Jordan 2 Lows. Kind of a cool colorway here. The Sky Orange. These will be out on the 10th. If you guys know any Michigan State fans out there, we've got the satin Michigan State Dunks that'll be coming out on the 11th. So, you know, there's some Spartans out there. They're going to go crazy for these. Also, you got the Dunk Lowe's Cracked Orange. I actually like this. I like me some orange. So those are pretty cute. You got the Jordan 12s. The Field Purple. I know a lot of people that love the 12s out there, and I'm sure this is probably one of them. And then finally, Feature and the Vans are collaborating for the Double Down collection. These are two different style of Vans. The Double Down's engraved on the tongues there and on the back of the heel. So those will be out on the 12th.
Shout out to AJ, the owner of Feature, getting a collab like that deal. That's great.
Yeah. Shout out Clarissa Shields. Hello.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Girl Power has a new multi-year deal to compete in the MMA for the PFL. She's a three-time and of course undisputed boxing champion. She debuted back in 2021 in the PFL and went 1-for-1, but she's expected to be back in the cage 2024. So she's switching from boxing to MMA, it sounds like, correct?
What's with that?
This should be interesting.
That should be.
PFL got some women out there that, so there's going to be some more competition for her because I don't think she was really having that maybe in the boxing field.
She wasn't.
So.
There was nobody that could really contend with her and beat her. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to go the MMA route. That might be a better draw too, to see her out there. But yeah, she's dope.
Right.
She's so fierce,
she is.
I swear.
And we got to give it up also to Simone Biles, who is back.
Oh, my God, Simone.
And that's check out how she came back. Gosh, I don't know how you can flip so many times.
Is real.
She is
came
amazing.
Back like she had never left. Don't ever question that girl if her capabilities of ever being able.
I'm
to
sorry, this woman got gymnastic moves all named that. After her. She is the
master survivor. Getting married,
amazing.
Going through all of that, and she's still a beast. Shout out to my sisters
and her boyfriend, so or is it her husband? Had
her
made
husband.
It because he. Plays for the Packers, and he had to leave practice to go check the score, and was like, "That it was just a cute, super cute." I love that support.
Met on Instagram and DMs too.
Listen, sometimes you can find him in the DMs.
It does. That's why I was like, look at that.
I have yet to, but the DMs are never popping like that.
I haven't even attempted to because I'm taken.
Probably because my profile is on private too, so I can't, no one just gets filtered in.
I mean, I get these friend requests from some weirdo dudes and I don't even know who they are. If I don't know you, I'm not adding you. It's just that simple. You really have to come with, like, even the sport. And I apologize if people are listening to sports podcasts and these sports people that have podcasts are requesting me and I don't request back. Like, I have to look because I just...
Oh, yeah. Like, you're welcome to follow the Girl Chat Sports page, but I may not let you into mine.
You can do that all day.
Because my page and that page, like, we know our sports page is one thing, and then our personal page is our personal page. So...
I don't know how personal it is. You got more posts than me.
Yeah.
But I do stories. So even
it's personal to those I let in. It's not like the whole world can see it. So...
Yeah.
But anyway,
you're a few 1400 you got going on.
Hey, I mean,
don't have me because damn, I ain't just popular, right?
I can't say all that.
I think I got a good number too. I don't know. I didn't
realize. I know. I feel like it's not like it's a bad. I'm not like I've got like three. Like I got like 10,000 or something. I'm not trying to. I'm not like an influencer. I just there's people I know. I met a lot of people.
I mean,
around
you are an influencer though, Mel. We're Girl Chat Sports. I mean, if we tag that. That's what gets. I think that's what's getting our requests, honestly. Because there are people I really don't know that have sports podcasts that are reaching out on personal, and follow us on Girl too. We're getting both. So, like I said. Shoot.
Jonathan's got some problems. He's get likes and follows from the porn bots. Oh yeah, but the porn bots are.
Oh yeah, we get
them
too. We get them on the Girl Chat for sure.
Send pics to
porn fish out there.
Anyways, you guys, we've got a great show. Just a reminder though, August 26th is Nevada's Women's Equality Day celebration by the Nevada Now. Me and Mo. We'll be co-emceeing this event on Saturday. You can still get tickets at NevadaNow.org. We are going to have a few of the ladies or a couple of ladies on for either next week's show or the show prior to this, Saturday, August 26th. So make sure you check it out. Feel free to go online to buy a ticket and be in attendance. Donate something. Donate some money. It is a fundraiser. So that's about it. One last time, again, for those in Las Vegas, if you do want to donate or make anything towards the people in Maui and Lahaina, there are some Hawaiian-owned companies here that will be taking donations of water, first aid, clothing, toiletries, that they can ship off to those in Lahaina that need it. And that's it. That's us for our show. We appreciate y'all. If you're just catching the tail end, you can always watch the replay. Also, go to our YouTube, subscribe to the channel so you can be notified whenever there's a new show that gets posted. And do us a solid. Share it. Tag somebody in that maybe don't watch it anyways and have them check it out. We appreciate you and we'll catch you next week. See ya.
We are out of here.